Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much your listening, and we hope that you'll do so for the duration of the program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer. You know, the gospel that was proclaimed 2,000 years ago is still unchanged. If we were to live till the 22nd century, it'll still be the gospel that people need to accept. In John 12, verse 48, Jesus says, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." You know, we live in a modern and an advancing age. It's a time that is superior to any age that has ever gone before us. Standard of living, living style, education, technology, all of this is ever-changing. And generally, that ever-changing attitude is certainly correct. It's all right to have that attitude when it comes to things of this world, but the idea of change is not something that we need to carry over into the spiritual realm, because in whatever age we live, we're going to be faced with the same gospel. In Romans chapter 2 and verse 16, it said that in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. So it matters not whether those that lived 2,000 years ago, or if there are those that are living 2,000 years from now, all will be judged by the same gospel. So we're dealing with something here that is unchanging. I'd like for us to turn our attention to the book of Galatians. If you have your Bibles, and I urge you to do so, if it affords you that opportunity, turn with me to Galatians chapter 1, and I want us to begin our reading with verse 6. "I marvel at your turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I now again. If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Jesus." Then it goes on and says, "But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ." So we see then that the gospel is unchanging in these verses. And I want us to pay particular attention as to the reasons why that gospel is unchanging. First of all, it's unchanging because it's the gospel of God's unchanging grace. You notice what Paul said there in verse 6? Verse 6, "I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ." God's grace is unchanging. We know that God bestowed his grace upon us through the sending of his Son, through the word that you and I now have access to and that we're making use of on this program each and every day. So we see then that the Lord calls mankind to himself by the gospel. It's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. He says, "Whereunto he called you by our gospel." So we're called by the gospel. We're not called by some small, still voice or some better felt and told feeling. None of that we read of in the scriptures. What we do read about concerning our being called by God is through the gospel. So the Lord calls mankind through the gospel, and we then can make avail ourselves of the grace of God that we find and study about in the gospel. The forgiveness of sin is truly by the grace of God. We know by the word grace, we're talking about something that we didn't deserve. What do we don't deserve? The forgiveness of sin. We choose to sin. Now, we don't inherit sin from Adam. We choose to sin. The soul that sins, it shall die. Ezekiel chapter 18. And when it comes to the forgiveness of sin, that's something that only the grace of God can forgive. And we need to be thankful for the grace that God has bestowed upon us that we can have the forgiveness of sin. Because it doesn't matter how much time passes from the time that we committed sin until now, time is not going to erase that sin. There's not enough good deeds that we can do in an entire lifetime that will erase the first sin that we've ever committed. We can't lay more money into the collection basket on Sunday and let that money somehow bring about the forgiveness of our sins. Being called by the gospel tells us that we have to hear his word, we have to believe it, we have to repent of our sins, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish, Jesus said in Luke 13 and verse 3. We must confess him, and confession is made by the mouth in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And what we confess is what Mary confessed at the resurrection of Lazarus, what the Ethiopian confessed when Philip said that if you believe with all your heart, you may. And the eunuch said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we must be buried with Christ into his death. And we are buried with him into his death when we are baptized, according to Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. So that's what the gospel tells us. And when we hear, believe, repent of our sins, confess with our mouth, and are baptized into Christ, then we have been called by the gospel. And the Galatians, to whom this letter was written, had moved away from the grace of God. In fact, it's stated very specifically in Galatians 5 and verse 4 that they were at the verge of falling from grace. He said in Galatians 5 and verse 4, you that attempt to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. And the law that he's talking about is the law of Moses, because we know in verse 2, he says, you that have become circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. So we know that circumcision was a part of the teaching of the Old Testament law, the law of Moses. So by trying to, as he says, be justified by that law, they had fallen from grace. So think about it. If we can today be justified by the law of Moses, what was the purpose of Christ coming into this world and dying? If we can be justified by the law of Moses, Christ died in vain. So we see then that it is the gospel of God's unchanging grace that truly is unchanging. And we note in what's stated in verse 7 of what we read in Galatians 1, he said, which is not another. But there are some that trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. We see that anything that's different from the gospel is perverted. Notice he said in verse 6 that I marvel at you so soon turning away from him that's called you to the grace of Christ to a different gospel. And then he says in verse 7, which is not another. And that just simply means there is not a different gospel. There is not another kind of gospel. And then he goes on here in verses 8 and 9 to say that there is a curse on anyone who changes that gospel. Notice he says in verse 8, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what you have preached, to you, let him be accursed. And then he repeats it in verse 9. As we have said before, so say I now again. If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. So we see then that curses were under the old law, and we see what they meant when we go back into passages like Deuteronomy 28, beginning with about verse 15 that we don't have time to read. But see, a curse is not a good thing. And a curse is on anyone, even if it's an angel from heaven, that preaches a different gospel. Then they are accursed. Because we see in verse 11, if we go on and read, he says, but I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached for me is not according to men. But I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. So this gospel is revealed from God himself. Man was not its source. Any law that man makes, we know man can change. But man has no right to intrude into the divine realm. And as Paul said, man was not the teacher of that which he is preaching to the Galatians. And then also notice verse 11. He says, but I make known unto you, brethren, that the gospel that was preached by me is not according to man. The King James Version uses the word certify when he says, I make known, I certify unto you, brethren. That word certify is a guarantee. It's sort of like a birth certificate. A birth certificate certifies the birth of a child. Well, Paul is saying that I certify, I guarantee you, brethren, that the gospel that was preached by me is not according to man. While we're here, let's look over into, or while we're on this point, let's look on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and begin our reading with verse 7. Paul said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So see, the gospel was ordained before the world. It didn't originate on the day of Pentecost, nor did it originate after the law of Moses, or just a few years ago. But it is complete, as verse 10 says. He has complete searches all things. There's no such thing as a partial revelation, for the remainder to be revealed later by some Joseph Smith or Mary Baker Eddy. But certainly there have been ways that God's gospel has been perverted. When man says salvation is by faith, plus nothing, minus nothing, and yet God said in James 2 and verse 24, you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. That faith and repentance is all that's necessary and not baptism, and yet God says in 2 Peter 3, 21 that baptism doth also now save us. So we see that there are many, many ways that man has gone about to pervert the gospel of Christ. But remember, they that pervert the gospel of Christ are accursed. We see our time is gone. We thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.